Hey guys, this is Angelo, and I just wanted to say welcome to another episode of The Broken Theory. So today I want to talk about playing small versus playing big. And a lot of us, we play small because it's safe. It's our comfort zone. It's our area of expertise. It's where we have the most knowledge and experience. And that's why we don't stray too far away from that, because anything more than our safe zone, we run the risk of getting hurt, right? That's why not a lot of us take risks, because we know this is what we're good at. This is what we're comfortable at. We rely on our own knowledge and our own experiences and our own tools and availabilities to get us through that. That's why, you know, you play it small, you play it safe. Versus playing big. Playing bigger. Because I believe that when you go from playing small into playing big, you kind of leave behind your perceptions and your understanding of how the world works. And you kind of go into, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to make this, you know, appear or occur in my life. So it causes us to really depend on something greater than ourselves. It causes us to have dependency on God and His will and His power and His grace. Right, and I think at the end of the day, that's what God really wants. God wants that opportunity to show His power and His grace, because how can He show that to us if we're so caught up doing our own thing? If we're caught up living our own lives and living it through our rules and our regulations and our knowledge and our limited beliefs? How can you expect exponential results with limited beliefs? When we play bigger, we're showing God that we're relying on Him to fill in that gap, to bridge that gap between what we're familiar with and what we don't know. Because think about it. How can we expect to have more? You know, how can we expect to be blessed if we're doing our own thing? If we're living life on our own terms and living, you know, in our comfortable safe zone, how can we expect above us having a conversation with a few people? And when we pray and we ask for blessings, right? A lot of people's understanding of blessing or what they pray for is like more money, more influence, more power. You know, I want a bigger house, a better job. That's the type of blessing people ask for, you know, health and of course. But the original meaning of blessing is something supernatural, something that we cannot create on our own, and something that only God can provide. Supernatural, right? Something out of our own abilities. We cannot do it. So God has to do it. That's the real definition, original definition of blessing. But I believe like nowadays we've kind of, you know, watered it down to, hey, I want a better life. I want just a little bit better, you know, because we feel like we only deserve just a little bit more. But really, when God wants to bless us, He wants to do above and beyond supernatural, you know, powerful things in our lives. Yet we are too busy playing it small, playing it safe, asking for the small things, rather than jumping in the deep end and really seeing how God will provide. Let me share a quick story, and it's really, really crazy. And for those of you who have been following me and, you know, my whole journey with modern nutrition and everything like that, my initial goal for modern nutrition was just to have an e-commerce online presence supplement brand, you know, health and fitness, just a supplement brand. And that was the goal, and to have that run online. And I really didn't think much bigger than that, but I prayed about it. And I kind of took a mental tally of how I was going about my life. And, you know, am I really playing big? Am I really dreaming big? My dream for my nutrition at the time was small. But then when I really thought about it, I was like, how can I take this bigger? How can I make this business, this brand, how can I take this and make it bigger? Not necessarily to make more money, but how can I impact more people? Because at the end of the day, and for those of you that have been following me for a while too, know I'm all about impact over income. The income will come after the impact, but your first goal should always become impact. How can I make Modern Nutrition bigger? How can I increase enlarge my territory? How can I play bigger with that business, right? So I was like, okay, how can I need to make Modern Nutrition into like a bodybuilding.com. You know, for those of you that work out and know bodybuilding.com, they have supplements, they have fitness routines, diet plans, all that kind of stuff. And they're kind of like the all-encompassing health and fitness brand online. And that's what I want to do. I want to play bigger. I want to get to that level and more. So I'm like, okay, we gotta be like a bodybuilding.com, right? And as I'm dissecting that, I'm like, how do I do that? So how do I get there? Right? So I was praying on Monday, and I was praying on Monday, and I was just like, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to trust in you. And I pray that you're going to bring the right people into my life. You're going to enlarge my territory. And I just pray for your blessing. I wanted to stop relying on my own knowledge, because my own knowledge said, I don't know how to get there. Yeah, I can be resourceful and I can try this, I can try that. But in the grander scheme of things, I don't know how I'm going to get there. So I just kind of put my trust and my faith in God and let him take the reins. So today is Thursday, August 1st, right? Today's the 1st. August 2nd, sorry. It's Thursday, August 2nd. I had about 5 powerful conversations today. And when I asked God to bring people into my life that were going to help me change my business, help me grow this movement with the right people. I didn't know where I was going to find these people. I don't know how I was going to get these resources, and God provided. I literally had 5 powerful and life-changing conversations today. And it was really all about this topic of playing small versus playing big. These 5 people that I spoke to today were just at that point in their life where they're like, I want to play it big. I know what I can achieve, what I can get when I play it small, but I want more. They realize their value and they want more. And when we play big and we get out of our comfort zone, that dependency on God to provide is what he wants. He wants us to depend on him and see the things that he can do in our lives. Because then we realize, we're like, whoa, I could not have done that. Right? So these 5 people, these 5 powerful conversations today were awesome. And, you know, I don't want to jump the gun too soon here, but we as a collective group are going to make amazing things happen. And it's just crazy to think about, because I never thought how it would turn out. You know, when I prayed that and I expected that, you know, I didn't just sit down and you know, just wait and for God to do something. I was looking for people, but I just really couldn't find the right people that were going to resonate with the brand, with the message, and be on that same page. You know, I was very quality over quantity, and literally God just sent these 5 people into my life, and it's just super, super crazy on what's happening and what we're going to be able to make with this great, great group of people, you know. And I want to encourage you guys to step out of your comfort zone, to stop playing small. Start playing big. Stop playing safe. Stop playing by your own rules, because your own rules and your own limitations are going to bring you your own results. If you keep doing that, if you keep playing with the tools you've already got, you're going to get the results you can only get. I just want to encourage you to play bigger. Play bigger and loosen up your grip on the reins a little bit and let God do what He wants to do in your life. Let Him step in and give you that above and beyond abundance and blessing, something better than you could have created yourself. It is such a powerful feeling to know that He's got your back. Stop playing safe. Stop playing small. Dream bigger and play bigger. And I challenge you to see and to experience the type of blessing that God's going to do in your life. I truly, truly believe that we are really our only limitations. We are limiting ourselves so much. And I'll end it with this. Like, at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is die and see what my life could have been like. What type of person I could have been like if I experienced all of God's blessings. If I lived the way He wanted me to live and the way He planned for me to live. How much more fulfilling, how much more impactful do you think we'd live if we started doing that now? If we started trusting Him with our decisions now? I hope you guys got something from this, because I'm still processing this today. I actually had a different episode I wanted to record for you guys and I wanted to post up, but with everything that just happened today, I had to talk about it now. I really appreciate you guys. I appreciate the support, the love, the messages and emails. It's really encouraging and it's helping me get through. You know, because I still have ups and downs each and every day. And every time I get messages like these positive ones that you guys are sending in, it just makes it that much better. So thank you guys in advance. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. And I'll be looking forward to meeting and talking to you guys again soon. Thank you. Have a great one. Bye. You know, man.